Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Yeah, not to that. Okay. Hello and welcome. This is, I get such a kick out of this silly intro song from Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend and one of the great friends of this program. More and more people want to hear more and more from Warren. So he's here at your service and on your side to talk about this pit bull ban, amongst other things, plus a story regarding cats. We got to have equal opportunity here, Warren. Cats and dogs in the focus as we continue in just a moment.
Today on AppCheck, Al Gore, Climate Crisis is one of the most thoughtful and complex apps on any subject. It's $5, but outstanding. Al Gore, Climate Crisis.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. More American companies are creating ancillary ways to go green without sacrificing quality. Calvin Klein, maker of jeans, underwear, and high-end fragrances, is using something called carbon offsetting when flying in famous celebrities to endorse their products. Marie DeSaro.
It takes over 2,000 pounds per person of carbon emissions and whatnot that are put into the air by their flight and their hotel and their taxis and things like that to get here. So they're offering a carbon offset everybody's trip.
And how does that work, the carbon offset?
They'll do good things for the environment. They'll go plant trees and whatnot to offset the footprint that is left. It's really cool.
As always, it'll be American ingenuity getting us closer to the solution.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
America Weekend.
All right, 55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out petshow.com and the story of these pit bulls being banned. Victoria has a question and a story for you, Warren. Go ahead, Victoria.
Yeah, this is a terrible story. I don't know if you've heard about this, Warren, but Montreal just passed a ban on pit bulls. And this is not like you can't bring pit bulls in, or this isn't about wandering, you know, strays on the street. This is, they come into your home, they take your pet from you. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I have, and it's been in other places as well. It's absolutely ludicrous that they still have laws like that on the books to ban a specific breed. You know, mm-hmm. I've been fighting this battle for God knows how many years now. It's not the breed that's bad. It's a certain segment of the population that's attracted to the breed. Let's say, for example, that we did ban pit bulls. Do you think the crack dealer on the corner is going to get a schnauzer? No, he's going to get another type of dog, a Doberman, a shepherd. So they're going to go from one breed to the other. What they need to do, and they really need to understand, is that get into the neighborhoods, talk about spaying and neutering, educate people about the care of dogs. That would resolve the problem. But in terms of banning an entire breed, and first of all, who's going to determine if that dog is a breed? For example, in England, they had laws that said if it was 1/8 pit bull, it had to be destroyed. If it was 6/10 this, it had to be destroyed. So it's ludicrous. It's just crazy.
And you know, and everyone pushes adopt, don't shop, which is like the number one dog related hashtag on all social media. But almost every dog that you get from a shelter has some part of a pit mix, and people just say, oh, pit bulls, and they just think of, you know, like Spuds McKenzie or whatever. But you know, pits are they're blue. There's blue pits, which are Staffordshire Terriers. If you ever watch any dog show, you see what these dogs
that's
really
what Millie
look
is
like.
That's what Millie is.
Let's go,
they're
back
wonderful dogs.
You guys are too young to remember, other than Doug, but you guys remember Buster Brown Shoes?
Yep, and the dog was a pit bull. How about
the dog was trained by me. The last dog owned by the Buster Brown Company, Tige, was trained by me, and when he retired, he lived with me till he died. Tige was an American Staffordshire Terrier, went to every shopping mall, every kid show, every place all over the country, can all over the place, and the bottom line is he was the friendliest, most socialized dog, because that's how he was brought up.
Wasn't the Three Stooges dog, isn't that dog with the circle around his eyes?
That was the Little Rascals.
The Rascals,
that's right. That's a different type of a pit, but
And a funny story about that dog, it really didn't have a circle around his eye.
No.
This is a true story. These are facts that only Warren could share. And only on show, Doug, the eye was actually painted on every time they shot it by the original Max Factor himself, the makeup.
Really?
Oh, wow.
He did the makeup for the little rascals. He put the eye on Petey every time.
Isn't that funny?
Petey, that's right, yeah.
All right, 59 past the hour now.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.